Happy Four Nations Tournament Break, everybody. How's it going? Long time no speak. This is Elon Dubrovsky here recording an episode of the Keeping Carlson Matchup Maximizer podcast, a podcast where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to figure out which teams we want to target to get the players that will give us the most games on our rosters in our head-to-head matchup. So we're looking for teams that have off-day games and also good players that we can stream in that will hopefully get points for us on those days where we'll be able to fit them onto our rosters. So I haven't recorded for a while because we're in the middle of this break, but hey, it's already Monday, February 17th that I'm recording this. And that means that we were 5 days away before NHL action finally comes back. We'll be back on February 22nd on the Saturday. Next week's matchup on Yahoo will be Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday to Sunday of the following week. So a 9-day matchup. So you may think there may be some teams with like super amazing schedules, but you know what, as far as streaming goes, even if we're generous and we say like 20 teams playing is a light day, there's still only 3 light days in this upcoming matchup. Like basically the Saturday is super busy. There's like 28 teams playing. Then the Sunday is like light-ish, 20 teams playing. So I'm going to count that as light. Just probably you'll be able to fit someone in. I know I can. I'm like a couple team. Then the following week, you've got Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, all busy. And then, yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday are light, but not too many teams playing on any of those days. So yeah, we're going to be targeting Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, basically as our light days. And the most you're going to be able to get is 3 light day games, which is fun. And hey, obviously you need to look at your specific roster. Maybe you can fit someone at a certain position on one of those other days. There's some teams playing up to 6 games in this upcoming matchup. Those would be Nashville, Pittsburgh, St. Louis. Just because they play 6 games doesn't mean you'll be able to fit in 6 games on your roster. So that's what we're here to figure out. But yeah, as far as teams that play 3 light day games, actually none of those teams that play 6 times, Nashville, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis, none of them have 3 off day games. So I'm going to focus on the 3 off day game teams first. Here's a counterintuitive one. I want to start in Colorado. They only play 4 times in this upcoming matchup, which may make you think, oh, that's a dud. There's other teams that play 6. But they play on the Saturday, Sunday, right at the start, and then Colorado plays Wednesday, Friday, and then they're done. So it's only 2 games in that following section. But if your plan is to save some moves, then you can get the Wednesday, Friday, get your 3 off day games, get that Sunday, Wednesday, Friday that you can fit your person in, then move on for someone else that plays on that weekend to end the matchup. Of course, that's the plus for Colorado, that you're going to be able to fit in 3 games before the weekend. The minus is that it's Colorado and they're a very hard team to stream from. If you look at their lines in their last game, I don't obviously have any practice lines to share with you. Maybe this could have been an episode I could have recorded like Friday or Thursday when they got back to practice, but I figured people maybe want some notice. Maybe I'm too late. I know some people have already jumped in and done their streams. I think general advice, by the way, I've waited. I've held my 4 moves. I figured there might be injuries. I actually did get a pretty bad injury. Shea Theodore, I have him on my Cupful team. That's rough seeing him potentially out until the playoffs. Oof, I was definitely depending on him. I had added Sean Durzi as a stash a couple matchups ago. So I guess I'm just going to be swapping in Durzi for Theodore. I'm hoping Durzi at least comes back. He's someone that has been practicing with Utah, but still a huge downgrade. I'm super bummed. But yeah, all the more reason to save those moves potentially, unless maybe someone just saw a gem that I'm going to mention on this episode. But I don't think you're going to find one on Colorado. So anyways, like I was going to say, the lines for Colorado's last game against Edmonton, they rolled McKinnon, Lehkonen, and Nechas. So you're probably not going to get any of them. If you can get Lehkonen, 60% rostered, slam dunk. He's on a hot streak. He's on a great line. Probably you can't get him. And then, you know what? Without Rantanen in the lineup, like it gets pretty shallow here. You have Nathan McKinnon on one line. I guess the next line was Drouin, Mittelstadt, Parsonen as the second line. I'd be interested in Jonathan Drouin if you can get him. Only 29% rostered on Yahoo. He's rostered pretty much in all Cupful divisions, but on a 3-game cold streak. So maybe Drouin is someone you can snipe. But look, top power play in that last game was McKinnon, Drouin, Lehkonen, Nechas, and Kale Makar. So if you can get Drouin playing on that top power play, that's someone to go far. Aside from him, if we're looking off the top power play, it's really rough. Like Casey Mittelstadt just went from such an incredible start to the season to just a total nobody. And in minutes, too. Like, you look at the last game, Mittelstadt played only 9 minutes and 34 seconds in the 5-4 win over Edmonton. So I have no interest in him. There's really, like, no one. I'm sorry. Maybe you can get a defenseman. if you want to go for like a Sam Girard or a Josh Manson who's injured and just get some like potentially reliable peripherals and hopefully luck into an assist. But yeah, so basically we're looking at Drouin. So I know I've built up Colorado's fun schedule, but all to say that I doubt you're going to be able to stream someone especially exciting aside from Jonathan Drouin, if you are able to get him. Okay, so let's look at another team that has three off-day games coming up. We can go to the Dallas Stars. So they play five times overall. So that's going to be the Saturday, Sunday, again, just like Colorado, and then Tuesday, which is busy, and then Friday, Sunday. So you're kind of going for the Sunday and then Friday, Sunday. So this would be a hold for the whole matchup, which is sometimes not ideal, but if it's a player that you like, maybe it's worth going for it. Dallas is a team a bit in flux, right? After that Granlund trade, they've been switching up their lines a little bit. We'll have to see how things shake out once the break is over. Maybe they've had time to think about what exactly they want to do to roll out their lines. But yeah, in the most recent game against San Jose, Dallas was rolling. So Robertson, Hintz, and Johnston. So back to their classic top line there. And then Granlund with Matt Duchene and Mason Marchment. And that left Dodonov, Ben, and Maverick Bork as the third line. So I think you could pretty clearly see a differentiation between the top, second, and third line there. And you're just going to want to get people in that order. So I doubt you're going to be able to get Robertson, Hintz, or Wyatt Johnston. Will you be able to stream it? I mean, not a Matt Duchene for sure. Granlund is 69% rostered on Yahoo. You're probably not getting him. Mason Marchment, 32%. He came back from his injury, scored a goal in his first game back, then was pointless in a couple games, then scored a goal again. I know that he kind of overperformed Marchment for stretches earlier in the year, and I'm not saying he's going to be gangbusters, but I think I would take Marchment playing with Duchene and Granlund if you can get him and get those three off-day games. Potentially, he's someone you hold for longer, depending on the makeup of your roster. I think you could do worse. As far as the power play, they were rolling with Hintz, Robertson, Johnston, Duchene, and Thomas Harley on the top power play. That's because Haskinen was injured. So you're not going to be able to stream any of them. So yeah, second power play, yeah, you could get Marchment, who was there, Jamie Benn, maybe. I think Marchment would be the one I'm the most excited about. Jamie Benn is probably falling and getting dropped in some leagues because of his deployment, but at the same time, he's riding a four-game point streak, so I wouldn't give up on Jamie Benn. He's always been like borderline rosterable, and the lines could always change, so if he's getting dropped because of deployment, maybe you take a look at Benn, and then, yeah, if you really want to go down the list, maybe you can look at a Dodonov, Maverick Bork, I don't know. On defense, though, I will mention, I don't know if he's going to play, and I'm saying Menson, not mention because I'm looking at his name, Bishel. So Leon Bishel, he's a rookie, and he's come to play a few games this year. His last game in the A3 win over San Jose, two assists, five shots, two hits, a block. There's been a game with four blocks for Bishel. So he looks like someone that could be a nice peripheral defenseman. A lot of hits there in that game log. So if that's something that will interest you, maybe he can get a point or two. Like he played 19 and a half minutes, which isn't bad for a rookie defenseman. So I think he's someone potentially to look at. Though if Haskinen is back, then forget about that. Okay, so let's go to the next team that has three off-day games for us. We've got, looks like, four more. The LA Kings, a lot of the podcasts we've been doing have been talking about the Kings and their good schedule, but yet they weren't doing much of anything to make it worthwhile. But maybe we can find a gem here on LA. As far as their schedule goes, they're going to be playing on the Saturday to start and then not the Sunday. So you're likely not getting anything for a little while, but then you've got Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday in that following week. So that's pretty good. Just like Colorado, you're going to get those three off day games and then you can move on before the weekend. Or hey, if you have room for the Saturday game, why not? Depending on if you like the person who you took with that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That could be interesting though. Who to go for? Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's late in the season. We're talking about a lot of the same people over and over again. Like, you know, you're not going to get a Kempe, Fiala, Kopitar, Doughty. And then I feel like I've said this like many times on Matchup Maximizer, Quinton Byfield. If you can get him, I like him. I don't know. He's like borderline. I see him 38% rostered on Yahoo. If he was available in my couple division, I'd be going for him, especially because Byfield's on a bit of a hot streak. Six assists in his last four games. And some shots there. Four shots in the last game, a 2-1 loss to Anaheim. Byfield playing on a line with Fiala and Laferriere in the last game. Not too bad. And also, yeah, not on the top power play anymore, by the way. In the last game, they were rolling Kopitar, Fiala, Kempe, Laferriere, and Doughty. So Laferriere got back there. So maybe that's someone to take a look at because Laferriere is also getting in some points recently. He had a goal and an assist in his final three games. And in that last game where he didn't point, six shots on goal against Anaheim. It's actually really nice shot totals for Laferriere. And if he's going to stick back on that top power play, and like I said, on this line with Byfield and Fiala, and yeah, we should mention playing with Fiala is really good right now. He is on a nice hot streak, so I definitely would go for, yeah, Byfield or Laferriere would be great. As far as picking between them, I think you want both for that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? If I have to pick, I'll take Byfield, but Laferriere on the top power play could easily end up being the better choice for a one-week matchup. Yeah, 21% rostered. If you're going below that, then it definitely gets tough. There's no one that really jumps out. I'm just going to go to my classic guy, Phil Deneau. He's fine, right? And hey, he has 3 assists in his last couple games, couple good games of shots, 3 and 4 shots against Dallas and Anaheim to end the stretch before the break. I've always liked Deneau. I feel like he's reliable. He's playing with Fogle and Trevor Moore. We talked about Fogle on the last podcast, who was on a decent hot streak. I still would bank on Deneau being the guy to, retain some value, like, over Fogle. I think Deneau is just the kind of guy, whenever LA has a good schedule, I'm like, oh, is Deneau out there? Mike a couple division? He is not, man. Actually, LA is stripped dry. Taking a look here. Who are my options here? Okay. This is in order of percent rostered players on LA, and all of them are rostered, okay? Campe, Fiala, Kopitar, Doughty, Byfield. Then there's Brant Clark. He's available, but he's barely playing now with Doughty back, so that's not that interesting. Then Moore, Laferriere, Fogle, Deneau, I'll take in. Tanner Jeannot is out there for me if I want him. Pointless in a gazillion games, doing absolutely nothing. Gavrikov rostered. I'm not going to be taking advantage of LA, but maybe one of these guys that I mentioned. Clearly, the members of Tier 3 Leungby are smart, and they're just taking every single LA king, including, yeah, like I said, Fogle, Moore, you know, so follow them. I think they're smart. Get them Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and reassess if you can get an LA guy. This NHL season has been as predictable as a puck rolling on its edge. No one knows where it's going, but that just means there's time for your favorite team to figure things out and games left for you to get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN, stands for the Hockey Podcast Network, for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
And let's go to the next team that plays 3 off day games. That would be the New Jersey Devils. If we want to take a quick look at what their schedule looks like to get those 3 off day games, we're looking at the Saturday, Sunday to start. And then New Jersey doesn't play again until Wednesday and then Saturday, Sunday. So you're getting Saturday, Sunday, then you get a game in the middle against Colorado and then Saturday, Sunday again. So I don't know. Again, this is kind of like what I was saying about Dallas, where this would be like if you're going to hold because you're not getting your off day games until kind of later in the matchup. But maybe there will be someone we'll find that's worth jumping on. New Jersey has kind of been a tough team to stream from. I feel like at this point of the season, it's getting tougher to stream. All those like little hidden gems are being taken already. Like people are realizing they're good. And I haven't noticed many new players jumping out at me. I'll have to go back and listen to that podcast I did with Brian right before the break and see who were the players that we were recommending as like new, like pause the pod and add these guys. No one's jumping to my head right now, actually. Message me in the Discord. Let me know if there's someone I'm forgetting here. But over on New Jersey, yeah, what were they rolling? In their last game, Brat, Hughes, Palat. That's a good spot for Palat. He was also actually, Palat was playing with Brat, Hughes, Nason on the top power play. Oh, because Heischer's injured, of course. Yeah, so we'll see. What is the latest on Heischer? Let me check out gamedaytweets.com here and see our latest Heischer tweet. The way it's trending, I would be surprised if he's not available when we return from the break. Okay, it would be a surprise if he's not available, but it would be a surprise if he's not. Okay, that means he's going to play. It's a funny way of wording it here. But yeah, sounds like Sheldon Keefe is saying that he thinks Heischer will be back. So it doesn't seem like we can really rely on the last game lines, which means there's really nobody on New Jersey. Like if you look at just who's been doing anything of note in the last little while, it's all the players that are rostered in all your leagues. Like Jack Hughes is on a hot streak. Brad is on a hot streak. It's kind of like it, actually. There's no, well, Andre Palat. Yeah, so Andre Palat had 2 points in his last three games. I guess you could stream. I'm not going to rush to stream Palat just to get, like, you know, a Sunday, then a Wednesday, then a Sunday as my off day game. So looks like we're probably passing on New Jersey here. Sorry, I'm trying to come up with something that can help people. Maybe we still will. The New York Rangers also have 3 light day games in this upcoming schedule. So the Rangers, the way they're doing it is they're going to play again Saturday, Sunday, just like New Jersey. So you're going to fit that Sunday game. Maybe. Again, that Sunday is 20 teams playing. So you may or may not. You have to definitely check your roster. Definitely the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday following, you're going to be able to fit whoever you stream. But that first Sunday, it's maybe, maybe not. But yeah, so the Rangers play Saturday, Sunday. And then they go Tuesday and then Friday, Sunday. So again, you're getting those last 2 off day games way at the end of the matchup. The Rangers, of course, are interesting ever since they've acquired JT Miller, trying to figure out like how those lines will stabilize. In the last game against the Blue Jackets, it was Miller, Panarin, and Jimmy VC. Am I going to recommend Jimmy VC? Stay tuned. You don't need to stay tuned. I won't, of course, recommend Jimmy VC. He's had good deployment once in a while all throughout his career. Never does anything. Come on. We're not going for that guy. Then Lafreniere was playing with Trocheck and Will Cooley, and then Zibanejad, Kreider, and Kaliev. So it's really all over the place here. Some of those roster spots seem interesting if it holds. Like Kaliev, who is somewhat of a high pedigree guy at one point at least. Kaliev did score a goal in the 4-3 win over Columbus before the break, but also he was healthy scratched for 4 games before that, so definitely not someone you're going to be rushing to grab. Maybe you can look at the lines coming out of the break, but again, even if he has a good spot on the Saturday, doesn't mean he'll hold it through even the Sunday. Will Cooley has been on and off all season. He had a good game right before the break, 1 goal, 1 assist. Before that, he was on a long pointless streak. But hey, if they're going to be shaking things around and Cooley's going to potentially end up with a Trocheck Lafreniere, that's a pretty good spot in the lineup. He played 15 minutes in that game. That was his most ice time in a while. So we'll see if that lasts. So yeah, Will Cooley could be someone to stream in with those 3 off day games for the Rangers. That's probably your best bet there. And I'm not really seeing anyone else who you'll be able to grab that's doing anything of note recently. Unfortunately, Keandre Miller, if you need a defenseman, had a goal and an assist in his last 4 games. And in the last couple games, he didn't get any points, but he was doing pretty well with the periffs. In that last game against Columbus, 4 shots, 3 hits, 3 blocks, playing 22 minutes a game. You could probably do worse. This would be especially if you could fit on a couple of those busy games. Like if you only have 4 defensemen and then one of them happens to not be playing on a busy day, and then you're getting an extra game out of Keandre Miller. He's someone I would take a look at. Again, he's taken in like a couple division. I should just go by like who's available in my division, because those are usually I think people are smart, but also then I'm not going to have anyone of interest to tell you about ever, because everyone is taken on the Rangers. I'll tell you. Fox, Panarin, Miller, Trocheck, Zibanejad, Kreider, Lafreniere, Cooley, Miller, all taken. The best I can get is maybe, who would I go for? Well, I did say Kaliev, maybe, probably not. Riley Smith is out there. He was playing on the 4th line of the last game. They could always shake things up. He's on and off, useful. Braden Schneider is nice for periffs, I guess. Yeah, not too many options. Okay, one more team with 3 off day games. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Leafs are a team that sometimes changes up their lines. In the last game, they were playing with Marner, Nylander, and Tavares together, and then Matthews with Knies and Domi. Is that going to hold? I don't know. If it does, then like a Max Domi becomes interesting if he's playing with Matthews, but who knows if that's going to last. And of course, Max Domi is someone who people have streamed in many times because of decent deployment, and like he did nothing, or even when he does something, it's not enough. Like Domi has 3 assists in his last 5 games, which is decent, but you look at his couple points, that's still pretty trash, because that's along with like, it's like 1 assist in 3 of those 5 games. The other 2 games, absolutely nothing. And then we're looking at a max of 1 shot in each of those games. So you're really like banking on an assist, if that, from Domi. Yeah, and assuming you can't get Matthew Knies, who I'm assuming you can't. He's only 51% rostered on Yahoo, which I don't get because Knies is scorching right now. Obviously, grab him if you can, especially with this good schedule. Oh, did I mention the schedule? I guess I didn't. Okay, so the Leafs are going to play for you on the Saturday, Sunday to start, and then Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. I feel like a lot of teams I've mentioned have had that schedule of Saturday, Sunday, then Tuesday, and then Friday, Sunday. So not the most fun, but maybe someone that you can target like later on in the week. I guess another Leaf that's always mentioned on this podcast at this point is Bobby McMahon. He didn't get the best deployment in his last game against Vancouver, but that could always change. Before that, McMahon scored in three straight games. So he's definitely someone that has the ability to give you a goal, which I always like in a streamer, right? Like, I don't know like how what his deployment's going to be. I don't know, but like he's a goal scorer. Like a lot of his points come from goals. He has 17 goals and 8 assists this season. So I prefer that to a Max Domi, who maybe has a higher chance of getting a point, but it's more likely to be an assist. Obviously, it depends on your format, and a couple goals are worth more than assists. So that's where I'm coming from with that. Max Pacioretty was playing with David Kampf and Steven Lorenz. Pacioretty has gotten good deployment in the past. He's taken a good number of shots recently, like 2 shots a game over his last 4 games. I guess it's not a great number of shots, but you'd expect maybe 1 would go in, 1 out of 8 shots. That would have improved his numbers a little bit, but who knows? Pacioretty isn't the guy he used to be, unfortunately. Okay, so did that help? I don't know. Morgan Riley is on a bit of a hot streak. He has points in 4 straight games. This is even with the Leafs going with a 5-forward power play. But yeah, Riley's figuring out a way to get his. Oh, Brian mentioned on that last podcast, because I'm coming from the second power play, so that's not sustainable. But of course, the Leafs could always change things up after the break, as they always do. Maybe I could mention a few more teams. I guess I could mention those 3 teams that play 6 times. If you're just going for volume and somehow you have room on your roster. So yeah, Nashville. Let's see how those 6 games shake out. Nashville is playing on it's got to be the Saturday, Sunday. So I said it's Nashville, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. So all of them play on the Saturday and the Sunday. And then Nashville is also going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Pittsburgh is Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And St. Louis, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So all the exact same schedule. Basically, your off day games are just the first Sunday and the last Sunday. But up to you to check and see if you can fit somewhere else. But yeah, why not? I haven't done a podcast for a while. So let's take a look at these teams and their rosters. I mean, I have fun recording this podcast because I only do like a little bit of prep at the start. Then it's like, as I'm recording, I'm learning things as I go through what the lines were in the latest game and who's hot recently. So we're all having a good time, hopefully. But yeah, Nashville's last game against Buffalo was another game where Philip Forsberg went nuts, scored another couple goals in a 6-4 win. So yeah, Forsberg is doing well. He's been playing with Marchessault and Ryan O'Reilly, so you're not going to get any of them as a streamer. That left Steven Stamkos to play with Gustav Nyquist and Colton Sissons. We talked about on the last podcast how Steven Stamkos has totally disappeared and done nothing forever. He's still not someone you'll be able to stream. 89% rostered. He's someone you could potentially trade for. I wouldn't give too much, but probably he'll definitely do better than this. I'd be curious to know how cheap you can get a Steven Stamkos at this point. Brady Shea has been getting a couple points recently. He scored 2 goals, I guess mainly from that 2 goals against Buffalo. And then you go like 4 games back and you had a 1-goal, 1-assist game. So you're either just going to give you, oh, in his game before that he got points was a 3-assist game. So yeah, you're either getting 0 or multi-point games from Brady Shea, which again is kind of fun. I mean, at least then if you're going to hit, you're going to hit big and not just like a Max Domi assist. We should come up with a term for like a stream where you hit, but it still sucks. Maybe it's called the Max Domi special. But yeah, so Brady Shea could be someone to give a shot to, especially if, you know, again, with defense, often you're able to fit defense in more than forwards just because of the makeup of your roster. So maybe you can get more than just 2 of those 6 games. You can get 3-4 of those 6 games. Maybe then you're starting to consider Brady Shea as someone who plays decent minutes. You know, second power play, of course, never going to make a huge impact with Roman Josi in the picture. Any other forwards of note that have done anything recently? Tommy Novak out of nowhere has scored goals in each of his last couple games. Come on, there's no way this holds, right? But he was playing with Colton Sissons and Joachim Kamel, who I wonder if Kamel's going to hold this roster spot once the break is over. That was fun to see him get in a couple games there. Kamel in his 2 games, no points, 7 shots in his first game against Chicago, only 1 shot against Buffalo. A former, 17th overall pick. I've always thought of him as a pretty high pedigree guy. But yeah, well, I was talking about Tommy Novak. Anyways, will he keep up his goal streak? I doubt it. I wouldn't stream him, but that's a name for you. I guess it's Pittsburgh, like I said. So Pittsburgh lately has been rolling. So Malkin has been injured. I wonder if Malkin's going to be back before the break. Crosby also missed those games before the break. So really, like, looking at the lines is totally useless. Raquel was playing with Kevin Hayes and Beauvillier, and I think that was the top line. Could you imagine? Raquel, Hayes, Beauvillier, line 1 on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Guess what? They lost. They lost to Philly 3-2. Not surprising. They did win their game before that against the Rangers. That's pretty impressive, being so depleted. Who's hot on the Rangers right now? Erik Karlsson's doing well. That's fun to see. He has a 5-game point streak going. You're not going to be able to stream him, but got to mention him whenever I can. Raquel's doing good. You're not going to be able to stream him. Crosby's doing good. And then, is that it? Ryan Rust is injured. He was doing well before he got injured. I don't know how long. He's put on injury reserve. He could probably come back. So, anyway, that's more of a mega show topic to dive into what's going to happen with Brian Rust. Michael Bunting, I guess you could stream Beauvillier. Okay, Beauvillier's actually been doing well. So, like I said, top line, Anthony Beauvillier had a goal and 9 shots in that game against Philly and also assists in each of the 2 games before that. So, if you want to bank on maybe Beauvillier sticks on the line with Crosby, Raquel, that's like a not a bad spot, honestly. That might be one of our streamers of the week here if you can actually fit more than just a couple of those games. If you're just fitting the Sunday and then the following Sunday, maybe you're better off just streaming goalies. By the way, you got to take a look at that Saturday-Sunday. Half the league is playing both Saturday-Sunday, so you're going to be able to get a goalie game on that Sunday from some backup goalie that's available in your free agency. So if you want to use a move on that, that may be an option to you. Again, I wouldn't rush to make that move now just because maybe something will come up. Like, I still feel like there might be some news that comes out. Also, like, right as practices start, new line combinations where a player looks interesting. Maybe an injury gets announced, an outjury gets announced that changes impact. So I'm holding my moves personally. But yeah, there's probably going to be some goalies for you. But Anthony Beauvillier looking pretty interesting. But again, even though it's 6 games, it's a lot of busy days, so make sure you could actually fit the guy in. Then you have the St. Louis Blues. Here's the thing with St. Louis. They've got like a bunch of defensemen that are probably available to you that it's like, do you want them? I don't know. But like Justin Falk and Cam Fowler, both like splitting power play time, both doing absolutely nothing. But at some point, if you can fit, I don't know, 5 of those 6 games, 4 even, maybe it's worth it to take a shot in one of them. You can go for a Broberg also. Broberg had a goal and an assist in that last game before the break in the 6-5 win over Chicago. Before that was doing absolutely nothing. So if you need D, maybe it's worth it to at least check out St. Louis and see how many of those games you'll be able to fit. I guess Pareko's the one you'd want the most, but he's probably not available. 77% rostered. Who else can you grab from St. Louis that might be interesting? At this point, Pavel Buchnevich is down to 36% rostered on Yahoo. I didn't realize how badly he'd fallen. He's pulling some Max Domi specials lately. He has 3 assists in his last 4 games, but not doing too much otherwise. One of those games, he took 3 shots. So that's definitely better than Max Domi. But still, yeah, Buchnevich is still someone I would take a shot on if you can fit a good number of those 6 games. Maybe he will use the break to get back to being the star player he used to be. In the last game against Chicago, they were loading up that top line, Kairu Buchnevich Thomas. That's a good step one, right? I guess step two would be to also have loaded up power plays. They still had like 2 even power plays. Or did they? I don't know. It's actually looking kind of confusing now. We've got frozen tools because Jordan Kairu was on both of them. But Shen, Neighbors, and Holloway were on one, and Buchnevich, Thomas, and Sundqvist on the other, and then Kairu on both. Is Kairu pulling the Ovechkin here? Maybe? I don't know. And then Cam Fowler and Justin Falk. Anyway, I've thrown out a ton of names. This has been fun. I'm really excited for actual NHL hockey to start. I guess we got still a couple more days of action, including tonight. There's some more Four Nations, so if you're watching Four Nations, enjoy that. And then, yeah, we'll be back at you with, I don't know if there's a short shifts coming this week. I'm going to guess not, but of course the feed is available to those people if they're interested in dropping an episode. Maybe there'll be some practice news on Thursday that'll make it worthwhile to record something. But yeah, definitely Brian and I will be back on Sunday for the mega show. And Brian and I will also be recording a patron cast tomorrow on Tuesday. So if you're a patron, not too late to get your questions in. And also we'd love for you to join us live. That's always a really fun show where we answer every question from the patrons. Personal, hockey, doesn't matter. It's always a good time. And if you're not a patron, check it out. KeepingCarlson.com/patron if you want to come join us for the patron cast and decide if you want to join our fun little community. Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe to the pod, and we'll be back with more content soon. See ya.